This is Amber Nash, and you're listening to Epic Briefs Podcast.
Hey guys, this is episode 2, season 5 of Epic Briefs Media Podcast, and we are at Feast in Atlanta / Marietta. I'm recording. That's why the background seems a bit more lively than usual, but I have Jamie with me.
Hi!
And I have Kate hanging out.
Hey!
And we're going to catch up with them and also talk about some really cool plans Kate might have for convention stuff.
Maybe.
And Jamie will get us all caught up when she's been up to, because it's been a while since I've been on a podcast. So, like, almost a year, right? Year and a half?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It's been a long time. So, we'll be right back. Let's catch up with Kate. Kate, it's been like a long time since we did our variety show, which I explained what happened to that on the last podcast. If you guys want to figure out what happened, please listen to the first episode of the season. What have you been up to?
I think since the last time we recorded, I got married.
Oh, right.
Yeah, okay. So that was a lot of fun. Yeah. We're still married, so it's going well, I would assume. I have been promoted at work since then.
Nice.
And I've had a delicious bowl of ramen tonight.
What kind of ramen is it?
It was a pork garlic ramen, and it was absolutely yummy.
Man.
Followed by this horrible Thai tea that is not orange in the slightest.
So where did you get the ramen from?
I believe it's called Lifting Noodle.
I think you're
ramen.
Right.
Yeah.
And where did you get the Thai tea from?
I feel bad kind of like boo-booing on them, but it's Kung Fu tea. If you like Thai tea, don't get that.
Yeah.
I have to agree. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, highly disappointing. I don't know, it's weird.
What was like the best part of your wedding for you? The best moment, I guess.
I felt like my wedding, and obviously it's my wedding, so like it was the funnest wedding I've ever been to.
Nice. That's awesome. How many have you been to, though, like, in your life so far?
A lot. I've been in, like, eight.
Oh, okay. Eight weddings?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, as, like, a bridesmaid or a maid of honor. I clean up well, I think.
Yeah, you definitely do. So, do you ever, like, recycle your dresses for any one of those?
No,
or you can't do that?
Because no one ever picks the same color, and it's horrible.
Okay.
They never make them to where you could wear them anywhere else.
That makes sense.
Or for anything.
I've had dresses that go from like lilac to like truffled chocolate to like yellow. So
chocolate.
The whole spectrum of bridesmaid dresses. Like Katherine Heigl, 27 dresses. That's
me.
Oh, I was almost there.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, like what, 8 dresses? Maybe 9? Just like one in the cut case, like you need the next
one. And I definitely can't fit into the vast majority of them anymore.
Oh, that's okay. It's fine.
My birthing hips set in.
It's going to be like a really personal question, but do you want to have kids or
oh,
not
hell
really?
No.
Okay. High five.
Yeah. Kid-free zone. Like, if I have a kid, that is an accidental baby, and his middle name will be El Accidente. Like.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, some people just know that they're meant for, like, parenthood.
Yeah.
Not me. I see other people's babies, and I'm like, ew.
Dude, I get
like,
that. For
mush
sure.
them in the face. Get it away from me.
What about you, Jamie? How do you like Feast today?
You know, it was a little disappointing for me today. I'm very picky, though.
Yeah.
So, like,
picky. That's a lot.
I don't like, and I know this is weird, but I just don't like, big, juicy pieces of chicken. Like, I like small pieces of chicken.
You're the second person I know that has told me that they don't like a specific place because their chicken was too fat and juicy. And I'm like, that's weird.
Who's the first one?
It's one of my brother-in-law's best friends.
Oh, nice.
Well,
he likes his chicken fingers like he likes his women. Real skinny.
I like them skinny and dry.
Hey, at least he's like, at least he's consistent. Hey, yeah, you know? Yeah. Chicken and women.
Slathered in sauce.
Yeah. Yeah, like I can't, I don't know. It just grosses me out. So, I mean.
Said the same thing. Like, what's creepy about it?
Oh, man. What about the chicken? I don't know. It's like you bite into it and you don't really know, like.
It's all chicken titty, though. Ugh. You just don't like a big piece of titty.
Is it because you can't tell if it's done all the way? And that's kind of alarming?
I mean,
that's
maybe.
Kind of had that
like,
earlier
with
the
ramen. No, it just kind of grosses me out. So okay. I like small pieces of chicken. It's just how I am. It's whatever. The Rangoons and the spring rolls were good, but this Thai tea.
I will say Jamie left all of her chicken.
Yeah, like I tried. Yeah. I really did. Yeah. Like I saw it and I was like, these are like really big pieces of chicken, but yeah. I'm still going to try. Yeah. And I probably ate like maybe 3 pieces of it.
Damn. How do you guys like the atmosphere? Does it liven you up a little bit to be on the podcast? Or
I think so. For me, it's more stimulating, I think.
Nice.
Yeah, it's nice to leave the house because, you know, I work at home. So.
Yeah, yeah.
I get to be around people.
I mean, I get out of the house every day, but.
Well, honestly, like, I wanted to make this, like, episode a bit different because you guys are going to be on it. Because the last time we did, you know, at home and it was, like, quiet and stuff. But, like, I wanted to make it different because, like, I'm trying to diversify the episode.
We've definitely seen a wide variety of outfits tonight.
We have.
Or lack thereof.
We have seen them, right? Like, Jamie thought some girl was almost naked earlier.
I did.
Oh, you missed the other girl who was, like, the cheeks was out?
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Like, her skirt barely covered anything.
Oh, shit. All right.
But, you know, more power to her, you know?
What else have you been up to, Jamie?
You know, I just moved into the house we're renting now. Yeah, I don't live with you anymore, which is... strange. Aww. So
that's so sad.
I know.
Just move back in, man.
I miss you.
I miss you too. Seriously.
But I did inherit a dog, so I'm trying to learn how to be a dog mom.
Shout out to the dog. That's really cool. How are you liking it though? Like the dog thing.
The dog?
Oh, just like just being in that role, I guess, because it's really different for you, right?
Yeah, she drives me crazy. I don't know. Like, I find that I really just want to like. Shake her and like torment her.
Nice. Oh, okay.
I'm like
openings of a serial killer.
You know, I just like to torment her. She likes it though. Like,
some dogs like that. Like
she likes to play around and like you know.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I don't know. She tried to sleep on top of my leg last night. And it really pissed me off,
and I
had to be like, get off of me.
Yeah, I
get that. It's dogs a big would dog do too, that. Right?
No, she's small, but she just like. Climbed up on my leg and I was like, are you serious right now? Like, we are not doing this. So
wait until it's the middle of the night and all you hear is
oh no. No. And she
dude,
is
I can
a
still
licker.
Hear that in my headphones. Hilarious.
She is a that licker good, though. She loves to lick and I'm like, yeah. Do not lick me.
Dude, most dogs do love to lick.
Dude,
just
like she's
everything.
Worse yeah. than every like she'll just go lick Alex's arm for like 20 minutes straight.
That's how my dog is.
Like
when he gets he's the most comfortable in bed after he has licked like a spot on the bed that is like a foot wild. I don't know if it's like his version of a cool pillow, like he licks it.
Oh no. Like she doesn't just lick anything. She wants to lick like you.
Salt. It's the salt content.
It is salt content. Yeah, you're right.
But I'm like, what is wrong with you? But yeah, anyway.
Well, at least have a little pup in your life.
I'm learning. Nice.
So, Kate, do you ever, like, change your mind mid-costume? Like, I'm not really feeling this. It's too hot outside kind of thing.
Sometimes I get to the part where I'm, like, creating it, and I'm like, man, I'm stuck. Like, it's almost like writer's block, but for, like, I don't know how to make this. But with Ahsoka Tano from Star Wars.
Few would live to see what he became.
By the end of the Clone Wars, I walked away from him and the Jedi.
In this war, you will face more than just droids. As your master, it's my responsibility to prepare you. I won't always be there to look out for you.
I could use the help.
Once a rebel, always a rebel.
Be afraid and trust your instincts. I know you can do this, Ahsoka.
So I'm going to be the Mandalorian version of her.
Oh, cool.
So
what does that look like? I haven't seen it.
She wears like a blue outfit. And it's like the adult version. So I'm not going to be like the little like Clone Wars Rebels version of her. When I got to making hers, I just sat down and like busted it out in like 2 weeks.
Oh, cool.
That's how I know I get super into it. Yeah. I had a lot of fun making her headpiece. It's super comfortable to wear.
Yeah.
I do have to take it off like every time I go to like sit down though, because the back of it, like, you have to sit real weird. And then I went to Disney in February and spent way too much money on lightsabers because I had to complete her costume with like true lightsabers. And for anyone who knows like the Disney Legacy sabers, they actually only have her Clone War versions out.
Nice.
Right now, but I bought like cheaper versions of her, like Mandalorian ones. Yeah. But I brought my Clone War ones to show you.
And
are
we
you
have
ready?
It on the table right here.
Yep.
Yes, please.
And it was in this like fancy box.
Just like a genuine reaction, you guys. Right
now.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. So let me. I'm gonna take out the short blade.
That's so awesome.
I gotta show you this.
So like the hilt looks like actual metal. I'm just gonna describe it to you, listening. And you can pop the light, the, like the tube lighting that looks like a lightsaber, the you know, like the actual saber blade. And it makes a sound.
Yeah, it makes a sound. And then watch this. So right now it's blue.
Yeah. Oh,
snap.
So and you can change the colors too. Holy shit, this is so cool.
Yeah,
that
so
looks like legit.
Metal. Yeah.
And it's not even that heavy, so you could cosplay with it if you really
and she's a
to.
Dual wielder, so I get like two.
Ooh,
which is pretty cool.
Do I turn it off back here or do I turn
oh yeah
it
there's
off?
Like a switch you should okay. see like
you wanna hold
I left
it
the stickers on because I don't know what the buttons do.
Dude, that's awesome though. Whoa, because I've known you've always wanted to like switch them out, like when we got the ones at Dragon Con a long time ago.
Yeah.
Dang,
so
dude, that's so cool. You have like a nice little case here.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
Be sure to bury that in the desert when you're done with
it. I know, right?
So no one else can, you know. That's awesome.
Yeah, pretty cool. So that was my prop to show you. And then obviously, you know.
That's fucking awesome.
And then I quickly threw together a prop for you, for your costume.
Kate definitely hooked me up with Robin's, it's his bow staff, but it actually like breaks apart to make the two batons, which is really fucking amazing. And it looks so cool. Like, it looks like the Teen Titans one, and it has, like, the sticker, the R sticker, which is so exciting.
It looks pretty cool.
It looks badass, yeah.
He is so excited.
And she wouldn't let me pay her, so I had to pay her in tea.
Bad tea.
Yeah.
That's not her fault, though.
Yeah, bad
she's like,
tea.
You owe me other tea, because this was not good.
But, yeah, thank you so much for that, seriously. That means a lot. To that you did. Because, like, I mean, it's like my first ever Robin, like,
It was a lot of fun, and it was super easy. I mean, it's like PVC
it's really
pipe.
Cool,
so,
though. Are you like taking commissions though for like just people that want to?
You know,
stuff
I've only
made?
Ever made stuff like for Jamie and for you. Now at this point, I don't typically make other people's stuff because it feels like a lot of pressure sometimes.
I get that, but would you be like interested? Maybe like in the future?
Maybe like you know here and there. Like I'm always. People ask me all the time, and it always just depends on my mood and what I have going on in life.
Yeah, I get that.
I mean, you're probably more motivated to make things you're excited about versus, like, things for other people.
Yeah.
And I need to fix my, like, belt as well from, like, my Robin costume.
Oh, yeah. I can fix that
for
you.
Yeah, can you? Okay. I appreciate it.
We'll have to get together and do that.
Yeah, exactly. We will. So, I guess... I know why I do Robin, because, like, I've grown up with Batman and all that stuff. I'm not going on, like, my origin story. But what encourages you to choose the characters you choose to cosplay? Like, you went all out on this one. You got the lightsabers and stuff, obviously. So,
You know, so when I first got into it, it was always, like, who can I cosplay that has a cool outfit?
Yeah.
And, like, might be something that I'm watching currently.
Yeah.
Then it went into who can I cosplay and not have to wear a wig?
Oh, okay.
Mm. That's key, because it's hot in Atlanta during con season.
Dude, it is, I know.
Yeah.
And I already have a lot of hair, so to tuck that underneath a wig is
that
it's
is
horrible.
True. Yeah, it's like a lot to deal with.
And then it was like back to like, who can I cosplay that's cool, that's something I'm watching?
Yeah.
And like, you know, I was watching Mandalorian like everybody else, and she's just like super cool. So then I was like, okay, I'm going to do her. And then I started like really researching it. And then she became like super popular to the in the franchise where they're like, yeah, we're going to go ahead and like make a whole show and
that's
like do all these spin-off things for her.
That's coming out soon.
So I'm like, but I hadn't seen anybody else cosplay her yet in her adult version.
Okay.
So I'm like,
That's
they
really
tried
cool,
to kick me out of a photo shoot one time for all the Mandalorian characters because they're like, you're not a Mandalorian. I was like, I'm in the Mandalorian. So
did they let you stay or no?
Yeah, they eventually let me stay, but I had to like prove to them, and I'm like,
that's so stupid. Why would
they
do that?
Let me be in the picture.
Right, yeah. Like, who are you?
Right.
Like, what the hell is that? Okay.
I'm cool.
I've noticed, like, nerds have gotten really, like, snooty when it comes to just everything these days. Like, chill out, dude.
I think it's because it's gotten so mainstream now, so they're like, oh, we don't know.
There's, like,
know
a lot of gatekeepers.
Like we don't know if you're a true fan.
Exactly. Like, shut up. Are you a true fan?
If I spent the money for the outfit, I clearly like this person.
Exactly.
So just let me get my shine and get my picture. And it's like, I handmade mine. So, like, y'all all store-bought. Like,
yeah.
Right? Like, who's the poser here?
Well, going off of that, like, how do you determine how to, like, alter your costume so you're comfortable? Do you ever make, like, specific changes?
Yeah. So
yourself?
When I first started, you just kind of, like, make it based off what you think.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, I need pockets because I have a phone and I never have anywhere to put my phone. So it's like, oh, I have to make pants. Let me make sure I put a pocket in my pants.
Right.
And when I first started making outfits, I never thought about going to the bathroom. And so I would make them and then I'm like, oh, I got to go pee. I got to get all the way naked in the stall.
Dude, yeah.
You know, and then it's like you got 6,000 safety pins holding things together and you're like, man, this is horrible. So now I think about like convenience of being able to hold stuff and convenience of being able to go to the bathroom.
Right, right. Of course.
Smart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Also, you told me you've been getting into knitting.
Yeah.
And you made some flowers on the side.
Yeah, so I believe in busy hands, so I'm always doing something craft-wise. So I saw this girl making felt flowers, like, on TikTok, and I was like, I can do that. So I was like, yeah. So I did that and made myself, like, a door wreath for my office door.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then with the knitting and crocheting, I'm like, I can do that. So I'm currently making a sweater. It already has one sleeve done. It's pretty cool. It's
That's
like a
awesome.
Bubble sweater. I don't know. So
That's
I'm working
cool.
on the second sleeve. I'll have to send you a picture.
Yeah, send me a picture. Like, I'll definitely share it on my story. You just send me a picture.
My mom told me, you're doing it so slowly. By the time you're done, it's going to be summer. I said, I'm pacing myself, so by the time I get through summer, I'll be ready to wear it.
That's a good point, though. Yeah. So do you have any, like, beginner's tips for people that want to get into like knitting? Because I mean, it might seem pretty dumb, but people are getting into like knitting like pretty frequently these days. Yeah.
Have you seen those little starter kits they have where you can make
like woobles?
Yeah.
Those always look so cool. And I will tell you, like, with woobles, they have that, like, they start the chain for you, their magic circle, which is the hardest thing to learn if you're doing like the little animals and stuff. I forgot what they call it, like agrigami or something like that. It has a weird name. I don't know.
Something's going on. I know.
Yeah. But I don't know. I watched a lot of YouTube videos.
YouTube.
Learn. I'm one of those people who's like scrolling through Pinterest like, I can do that. Yeah, I can do that. And sometimes it turns out to like be horrible.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do that, clearly. But then other times it's like, yeah, I did that.
Dude, yeah, seriously. But is there anything else you want to like add to cosplay or just like your extracurriculars you might have going on? Or maybe something we haven't talked about?
I don't think so. I mean, I think that covers kind of like all the art projects that I've been working on recently.
That's a lot, though, for sure. I was going to ask you about your lightsabers, but you already told us about it, so that works out.
Yeah. Let's play a game with Jamie.
All right,
I'm a little scared.
So,
what
Jamie,
have you cooked up over there?
I came up with this fun game for Jamie before we recorded. It's called Apartment versus House.
Oh, no.
And what it does is it goes through categories and it tests your knowledge on which is like, I'm going to ask you a question and you have to choose apartment or house based on the question. And then I'm going to have an explanation, like the correct answer, so people know. So this is like a learning experience for everyone as well.
Okay.
So, Jamie, thank you for making it out on the show. We appreciate your time. You look a bit. Are you ready, Jamie?
I'm ready. Yes.
Look a bit nervous.
I'm a little nervous.
He got this, Jamie.
I feel like there's some judgment coming my way. I don't know.
Question number one. You guys are allowed to help Jamie if she's stumped, but I don't think she'll be stumped.
Okay.
But if you want to help her, she's like struggling to be like, you know, it's one or the other. Because it's like one or the other. You have to explain yourself.
Okay.
All right. Here goes. Question number one. Category is cost. Which is better for the budget when dealing with heating and cooling costs, a house or an apartment?
I'm guessing apartment. Honestly, I haven't gotten a bill yet, so it's hard to say.
I would agree with that based on my bills when I went from an apartment to a house.
Okay. So according to apartmentsearch.com, shout out to Apartment Search. I don't know who these people are, but that's where I got my information, so I got to give them credit. You guys are right. The apartment. Ding, 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 ding. Because of the general difference in square footage between the two.
Makes sense. Or if you has a husband that leaves the garage door open and sometimes the house door because he comes home drunk and just wants to invite everyone and their mother into our house.
Or that. Yeah. That's a good one, too. Jamie, question number two under the cost category again. Is a house or apartment better for hosting freeloading adult children?
A house.
I would think that so too, a house.
That is correct, Jamie. According to Apartment Search, shout out again to Apartment Search, a growing number of Gen X buyers host adult children and their own parents in their homes.
Okay.
So, all right, switching up the category here a little bit, Jamie.
All right.
Maintenance is the new category.
I'm going to go apartment.
Right?
Don't preempt the question. Which one has minimum maintenance costs, apartment or house?
Apartment.
Correct again. A house has more moving parts than an apartment, which usually means more maintenance.
Yeah, when you got a house, did you know you have to wash your house? Because ain't nobody told me that. I got a letter from the HOA saying you got to wash your house. Like,
you better get that pressure washer out.
I had to go to Home Depot and like, how do you wash a house?
You rent a pressure washer?
Where did they say pressure washer?
No, they have like a jug of like house washing soap that you hook up to your hose. And it, you spray your house and it like washes all the dirt off.
That's really cool though. I didn't know about that.
So there you go.
Good to know.
Yeah. See, we're teaching people on this episode.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Whole new vibe. Anyway, all right, flexibility. Does a house or an apartment offer more freedom as far as what you can do inside of the space, as far as like decorating, repainting?
House.
Correct again, Jamie. Because landlords
like
are more landlords are more likely to allow you to repaint, change light fixtures, and make other relatively subtle changes to make the place seem more like your own.
Yes.
You guys are doing really good. Amenities is our new category.
Okay.
Does an apartment or house community offer more amenities like local shops, community centers? Apartment or house community?
Apartment.
Oh, no, you're right again, Jamie. Did you cheat on these questions?
No. I'm just really smart.
Are you an avid apartment search reader?
You know, she actually works for them.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I subscribe.
So, yeah, apartment living comes with, like, many conveniences, such as on-site gyms. And for luxury apartments, I didn't know this, but, like, they offer workspaces and, like, cooking classes.
Okay, my coworker is moving into a new apartment, and apparently they're going to have, like, a coffee shop and a pizza place, and she was, like, super excited about it.
That's
she was,
so
like, my
cool.
two favorite things.
And apparently they have, like, bicycle repair stations. So
the only thing I was thinking of was, like, I don't got to cut my own grass. Like, when you started talking about maintenance or, like,
dude,
the toilet's broken, I call them. It's their problem.
Right?
I was thinking the same thing when they said maintenance. I'm like, oh, that means, like, grass and, like, whatever, right? Upkeep. But that means maintenance for your bike as well. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, well.
All right. So that was lifestyle. No, that was, I'm sorry. I'm losing my tracker. That was amenities.
Okay.
The new category is lifestyle, Jamie.
Okay.
If eating out, attending major sporting events, checking out art exhibits are important to you, Which one offers access to more of these things, an apartment or a house? This one's kind of tricky. Want me to read the question again?
I'm going to say house.
It's apartment.
Dang.
Really? That's surprising because I would think you probably save more money.
Yeah, that's what
with
I was
a house,
thinking.
Which means you would have more money for so extra things. Like,
well, according to apartmentsearch.com,
they're wrong.
They said being close to search attractions, or at least being close to the public transportation or freeway that can get you there, means that the lifestyle of an apartment living is for you. So.
Oh, so they're saying like apartments are closer to things?
Yeah, so to repeat why they said that, they're like more apartments are close to like attractions and.
I mean, I guess that's true. Like I'm kind of in the middle of nowhere right now, so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of, I guess we don't look at it at that perspective because we live in Atlanta and you have to have a car to literally do anything.
Dude,
here.
Yeah, you're right. So. But you did good. You missed one.
Hey.
And Kate, you got them all right as well.
Oh,
so.
Okay. So,
yeah.
Hey. That's pretty good.
So, good job, Jamie.
Thanks. Before we end, I just want to say I did cook something by myself.
That's pretty huge.
In your kitchen?
In my kitchen. And
how did it feel?
Was it chicken?
No, it was pasta. But it was like a TikTok recipe.
Ooh, okay. TikTok does not lead you wrong.
And I want to attempt to make bread next.
Dude, can you make that
people get bread? Super into bread.
I love bread.
Are you gonna make a good ciabatta?
Make a good potato bun.
A nice brioche.
Yeah. Like a nice potato bun.
If it turns out well, I will share.
All right, that's good.
We all love a good carb.
Dude, hell yeah.
And I'm gonna make some dessert, so I got you with the cake.
Please, Jamie.
I promise.
Like a double decker one with the frosting in the middle.
I got you.
Go ahead, throw a triple decker up.
Yeah. But do you guys have anything else that you wanna do your social media, Kate, or anything like that? People can follow you.
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at Miss Panda Kate. That's MSPANDAK and the number 8.
Nice.
You can see pictures of my dog, my cosplay, my car.
Heck yeah.
All sorts of things I'm doing.
Yeah. Sweet, thank you. What about you, Jamie?
I don't really do social media much.
Well, are you going to start an art one, or are you not sure on that yet? No pressure.
I need to,
wondering.
Get my art room set up and, get back into the groove of things, but I do want to create things.
I do have a project for Jamie. We talked about it off mic or whatever, so I'll definitely want her to, do a new logo for it.
Yeah, so I gotta get on it.
Yeah, so whenever you're ready, I'm ready to
do it.
But thank you guys for tuning in to our podcast. This has been really cool. Like, the atmosphere has been loud but really good. And I've had to, scream because I forgot the headphone splitter. My fault. Kate brought her headphones, but I didn't bring my splitter, so.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to hear anything.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But this will turn out really good. Hope
you guys enjoyed.
Yeah. So if you guys enjoyed the episode, and we'll catch you guys next time. Thank you for tuning in.
Epic Briefs Media podcast is an Epic Briefs Media production. Tune in, follow, and subscribe on audioboom.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all popular podcast apps. See what we're up to on Insta at Epic Briefs Media, and feel free to reach out for a shout out, questions, comments at epicbriefsmedia@gmail.com. Thank you for your listens and time. Be sure to tune in for something epic.